Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You know what I think I'm going to do then? Just for the hell of it.
Tell me.
I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
Monday, we do not guest it up. Oh, no. Strictly enforced. It's just us. We hang out. We have 3 hours of extemporaneous hangout time. You better be equipped. You better know what you're talking about if you're going to hang with this group, because it's a very intellectual group, to say the least. 615-844-5600 on Twitter, at Bill is King. And email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. We have a lot to peruse, a lot to get to today. I don't know if you've been keeping up. And I did have on the NFL games. I did. I probably watched in and out those games more than I would historically. I'm a Saturday guy, remember. I'm a Saturday guy. Saturday trumps anything else with me. I love the college game, but I'm enjoying the pro game more than typically I would. So I had on a bunch of the games over the weekend. Obviously, you've got your AFC and NFC matchup settled, but yeah, I had those on. And you know how we have rivalries? People are always popping off about their team against their rival and all that. That's par for the course, right? Michigan quarterbacks, Henny and Brady, alive and well. I know a lot of Buckeye fans don't like that. I understand. That's your enemy. I get it. That's typical. But yeah, I'm sure there's going to be some Balls of Steel nominations, our number three, for that call in the Kansas City game on fourth down. Chad Henne. I'm sure that's going to come up. Anyways, back to what I was originally going to talk about. Tennessee. And whether or not they're going to be led by Jeremy Pruitt next year, it's still up in the air. There's still no news. It's very quiet. Nobody's saying anything. It's interesting. And Jeremy met with the lawyers, what was it, last Thursday? Remember, they hired some outside, quote, outside lawyers, paying one of them, it was reported, $500 an hour. And then the other dude, like $375 an hour. The other guy got gypped. I don't know what happened in the negotiations, but he's not getting as much as the main guy. I don't know who these two guys are. And they've been snooping around trying to dig stuff up. People keep saying this is an NCAA investigation. I don't think the NCAA is involved at all. These lawyers are not NCAA people. These are lawyers just out making a living, and they're paid to snoop around and see what they can come up with at Tennessee. And Jeremy Pruitt, whose future is in question, is still doing his job. He flew out to California late last week to visit and beg Henry to come back, because there was a question whether or not he would decide to make himself available, put himself in the he-gone gateway. And Henry Tuotoo, linebacker, every team in America would take him. Yeah, if he said, I'd like to go to Alabama, they'd take him. He'd be a very, very high level transfer portal name. They fly out there. Now listen to this. Pruitt flies out there with Kevin Steele, new defensive assistant at Tennessee, who was hired when we were told there was a hiring freeze. And the defensive coordinator, Derek Ainsley, was also on that trip. I assume that means he's going to remain defensive coordinator. But Brian Niedermeyer, who is one of their ace recruiters, linebacker coach, was not on the trip. I assume that this investigation is somewhat about him. He's considered, again, an ace recruiter, but maybe some things were going on. Wink, wink, if you know what I mean. He was not on this trip. To me, that would mean that Kevin Steele, who was hired during a so-called hiring freeze, might be taking over the linebackers. Heck, he may be taking over the defensive line. Who knows? That position is still open, too. But they go out, they beg Henry Tuotoo to stay, and apparently he's staying. Now, I don't know what they were able to tell him. Was Pruitt able to tell him, all is clear, I'm good? I'm still not convinced that Jeremy Pruitt gets fired and doesn't have a chance to coach next year. I'm still not convinced of that. But it's interesting. You know, everybody likes the hot seat news and everything. Well, this is some news that ain't going away, at least for now. Also, more news. Tight end Austin Pope for Tennessee, who somewhat recently put his name in the he-gone gateway, announced that he's not going to continue to keep his name in the he-gone gateway. He's going to stay at Tennessee. Now, he was disgruntled because Tennessee's offense is all messed up. That's true. He's not wrong about that. It's all discombobulated. They don't know what the heck they're doing. And they don't use the tight end, which is what he does. So he put his name in. Apparently, well, reportedly, he has taken his name out, and he's going to stay at Tennessee. What has he been told? Yeah, there was an interview back when he had his name, not long ago, in the he-gone gateway, and he said the culture here is messed up. I mean, he took some shots, and now he's back. So, as the Vol world turns, there you have it. I don't know what's going on at Tennessee. Apparently, they don't know what's going on. Here's the other bigger picture item. Is there any school? Now, again, we're talking college football, right? More mismanaged and just when you talk about infighting than Tennessee. See, I grew up here. I live here. So I witness it. You know, whatever state you're in, whether you want to or not, you witness what's going on. And again, I'm 3 hours out. I'm not in Rocky Top. I'm in the 615. So I'm 3+ hours. I'm on the south side, too, so it takes me a little bit longer if I'm driving to Rocky Top. 3 hours, maybe, and change. I can get to Birmingham quicker than I can get to Rocky Top. I'm located to where I get on I-65 and get to Birmingham quicker than I can get to Rocky Top. Not a lot quicker, but yes, a little bit quicker. But is there any school, and back in the, well, really early 2000s, when I saw the foundation cracking, and nobody wanted to acknowledge it. Nobody. Because Tennessee had been on this run between about 95 and 01, where they won a natty, they were in a game, the LSU game, to go to another one. And they were a solid favorite to win that one. And shortly thereafter, I started talking because I don't ever go with the flow, right? If I see something, I'm going with it. I'm not going to worry about the masses. Don't care about the masses, right? I'm going to say what I think. I started saying, I see problems here. And Tennessee was still doing okay. And so people would say, Bill, that's Tennessee. Have you seen what they've done? And I can't believe you're saying this. I mean, I got all kinds of criticism. Tons of it. And it was one of the reasons Fulmer doesn't like me, even though nobody stood up for Fulmer during the knife in the back routine he did to Johnny Majors. I said this transition to Fulmer is a good idea back in 93. 92, 93, I should say. It's a good idea. He will do better. He'll recruit better. There'll be better energy. And it was. Nobody stood up for him more than me. Nobody was on the radio or media, period, standing up, because there's a lot of people, a lot of Johnny Major servants out there. I didn't care. Was not going to go with the flow when the flow was wrong. Don't care. And so, later on, when I saw problems under Fulmer, because he had the buddy system with his assistants, and it was not working out well after a while, then that's when we had a falling out. But is there any school out there more just discombobulated, when we're talking, again, talking college football in this case, than Tennessee? That they can't get out of their own way. And this has been going on, literally, folks, for a long time. This is not one of those, okay, we made these mistakes, we now have these new people we've hired, and this won't happen again. It happens every time. It doesn't matter who they hire. From the top down. I don't mean just in athletics. I mean from the top. The ivory tower down, it's continually screwed up. It never gets fixed. It never gets fixed. It is absolutely amazing to watch. Anyways, here's the deal. I know we need to break. Balls of Steel, hour three. Now, hold those off. Don't post those now. It'll just get us all confused. So hold them back until hour three, and then your nominations will be acknowledged, as always, on a Monday. Balls of Steel. Coming right back. Presented by, on this Monday edition. Hope you had a good weekend. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Jump around. Jump up. Jump up and get down. Everybody jump. 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 You know, everybody jump, have ants in your pants when you're winning Rupp Arena. Everybody jump, jump around, jump around, jump up and get down.
Good morning. Watching traffic volume pick up quite a bit, actually, in the last few minutes coming down Ellington Parkway from the top to the bottom. 24 East out there at Whites Creek Pike and Jolton. That's a very minor accident over to the side, but traffic volume has increased in that area. Traffic's on the increase also I-40 through Kingston Springs. Hey, check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Princess Hot Chicken. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Childress Collision Center is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Childress Collision Center. Family-owned and operated, Childress Collision Center is backed by a century of combined experience. From a scratch to a dent to a full collision repair, trust Childress Collision Center. Stop by 1108 8th Avenue South in Nashville or call 615-266-4441. That's 615-266-4441. Childress Collision Center. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. 10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text STREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text STREAK to 321-321 right now. Text STREAK to 321-321. That's STREAK to 321-321.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Haul.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man week.
The slowest fast-breaking radio and features the U.S. Army Legend of the Week.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Budmore State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, High Valley Conference, the Nashville Scene, Sam Sports Grill, and Sam Sports Place.
That's the shoot-around every Saturday morning at 9.
Right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Dane, Kevin, Stallboy, call in, give me some comments on that ass whipping on Saturday. We'll see you. Cosby, you too, son. We busted that window. We didn't break it. We busted that window. See you, babe.
Balls of Steel, hour number 3. Jim down in Jupiter, lovely Jupiter. Bill, this Tennessee thing is a coup d'etat. Awful what Tennessee's doing so they don't have to pay you. I'm not sure what's going on, Jim. I don't know if that's what it is or not. I mean, if it's a coup, why would they allow him to go out to California and beg Henry Tuotoo to stay? Why would they allow, well, I was about to say allow Austin Pope. Austin Pope can do what he wants, obviously. But why would Austin Pope decide over the weekend I'm coming back if he had no idea who the coach would be? Like, you can come back, but it might not be Jeremy Pruitt. Then why would you do that? He was originally in the he-gone gateway because he was disgruntled about their sorry bleep offense, which it is sorry. It's terrible. It's a clueless offense. None of this makes sense right now. Either way. Now maybe it is. Maybe the total intent is to get him out of there. Maybe it is. I mean, I'm not opposed to that theory. I just don't necessarily see all the clues supporting anything. See, this is, again, typical Tennessee. Typical Tennessee is none of it makes sense. That's typical Tennessee. Johnny Vegas, and I'll get a call, says, Bill, since he lived in Vegas for about 2 decades and worked there, he says, here is a tweet. If you could get this to Tom Herman, TB Tommy, this might be helpful. He says, here is Johnny Vegas' top 5 strip clubs in Vegas. Again, I've never been to Vegas. I can't vouch for this, but Johnny Vegas can. He lived there. No, he didn't just visit there. He lived there for a long time. Says number 1 is, and this is the top 5 strip clubs, Spearmint Rhino, whatever that is. He says that has the best looking girls. Spearmint Rhino is number 1. Number 2 is Crazy Horse 3. I don't know why it's got to be 3, but it's Crazy Horse 3. Number 3, again, top 5 strip clubs in Vegas, is Centerfolds. He says they have something called Schoolgirl Sundays. Nice. Number 4 is the Palomino Club. And number 5 is the Cheetah, which is world famous. Now, is that related to the one in Atlanta? Is that the same corporate umbrella? So that's it. I hope you dudes that go to Vegas, again, I've never been. I probably never will go. I'm just not a Vegas guy. I have never once thought in my life, man, let's get the boys together, go to Vegas. Everybody else I know has done that. I got friends that go every year. I got friends that go the same time every year. I don't know about this last year, but... And it's all me and the boys are heading to Vegas. We do it every October 3rd or whatever. Spearmint Rhino 1, Crazy Horse 3, 2, Centerfolds 3, Palomino Club 4, Cheetahs number 5. Wow. Just if you wanted to take copious notes, there's the list right there. David in College Station TX. Welcome in, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
I went to Las Vegas once, but mainly it was to see Hoover Dam. All the rest was just extra. Tells you what kind of life I lead.
Yeah, I mean, because this list I have right here, David, there's no Hoover Dam on there.
I wouldn't think so. A gold star to you for renaming the transfer portal the Hegon Gateway. I like that a whole lot better.
That's working well, isn't it? I like it.
Yes, it is. After I called you last week, with all the snow and everything we had down here, I had a flashback to December 31st, 2000, in Shreveport, Louisiana, the Independence Bowl between A&M and Mississippi State. You remember that one?
And I absolutely remember that one. Absolutely. Yeah, I remember watching most of it. In the snow. Yep.
I don't know if Jackie Sherrill had advanced knowledge of the forecast, but Mississippi State was wearing solid white uniforms.
There was a 240-pound back in that game who was good. A really big old back. I can't remember his name.
For A&M?
I think so.
A&M had a big back named Jamar Toombs.
That was him.
Yep. It was almost impossible to tackle.
That was
it. And he ran wild in that game because nobody could get a grip on him.
Well, yeah, and as you mentioned, in the snow, and then you got that big old dude. I remember that. Yep.
Yeah. Last week, for obvious reason, everybody was talking about Alabama and Nick Saban, and I was thinking, and the comparisons to Bear Bryant, and you are eminently qualified to answer this question.
Okay.
You might have to mull it over a little bit and think about it and give me an answer later, and that'll be all right. The year of Bear Bryant's best team and the year of Nick Saban's best team, and if it was possible to get them together in Council Bluffs, who would win?
A lot of people say that, and again, we have this term that's being used a lot now, recency bias. So we look at this most recent Alabama team. But see, this most recent Alabama team had an incredible offense. The defense wasn't. Didn't matter, but it wasn't as balanced. A lot of people say the 09 team, which was the other undefeated Alabama Saban team. So let's just pick 09 because everybody else is going to go with the 20 team. And then Bears' best team. Now, again, I'm not old enough. 61 was his first national championship of six. His last one was 79. So let's go 79. That was undefeated. And they will play the team that is the 09. So 79 and 09, which would be, 30? That's 30 years apart perfectly there, David. 30 years apart, if my kindergarten-level math is right. And think about that 79. You know what I'm going to do just to make the audience mad, David? I'm going to say the 79 team wins.
Okay.
They ran the triple option.
I don't know. I don't know that. I just have a very cursory knowledge of Alabama history. I don't know. Right. I read sometime that some of the teams that didn't win championships, the year that Notre Dame and Michigan State tied.
1966.
They were saying that was one of Alabama's best teams that didn't get the recognition because they didn't win a national championship.
True. Very true. That is accurate. Okay. People could go back and read up on that, but that's one they felt like they got taken away. The other controversial part about it is Notre Dame allegedly now in that game purposely played for a tie, knowing what would happen.
I am just barely old enough to remember watching that game, but I don't remember any of the particulars about it.
I wasn't old enough. Yeah, I wasn't old enough, but I've read a bunch. I've watched film on it, but yeah, I don't even think that game. I mean, heck, here in Nashville, I don't think that game probably wasn't on TV here. So,
yeah. Anyway, Bill, you have a great Monday.
Okay, you too, sir. Yeah, you too. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, when you start picking out best teams, I mean, that's so highly subjective. It's fun. But to get a consensus on that would be hard. But I'm just for the old, not that 79 seems all that old, but just to go against the grain, I'll take the 79 team. I'll ask Friday, I'll ask Kevin. Somebody remind me. Because you know how it goes on the show. I won't remember. But we'll ask Kevin to take his estimation of the best Saban team at Alabama versus the best Bear team at Alabama. Council Bluffs, neutral field. Of course, it'd be Alabama on Alabama, but anyway, since we've established Council Bluffs as the ultimate neutral field on the show many years ago, remember the mayor of the city gave us the key and what his estimation would be. Now the big difference would be between 79 and right now is the lines of scrimmage are much bigger today than they were then. Everything else is basically the same, despite what people would tell you. But the lines of scrimmage would be back then. If you averaged 270 on the offensive line, you were big. Today, if you're averaging 270, you're you need to carry the water for the rest of the team. You can't be that tiny. 270 is minuscule if you're going to be on the O-line on that kind of level these days, and it's only getting bigger. That's the main difference in anything from back then to today. See the clock. We got to take the break. Coming right back on this Monday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there is an SEC coach that only recruited players with five-star hearts? What if I told you he had a $5 haircut? What if I told you that despite never winning anything, he considers himself a champion of life? ESPN 30 for 30 presents Butch Jonesen for Unemployment.
Butch Jones, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass. Butch Jones, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, Butch Jones.
Good morning, traffic's on the increase out here, pretty much on schedule on Vietnam. That's coming through Hendersonville. Wrapping up that earlier crash out there on 24 eastbound at Whites Creek Pike as you come through that portion of the Jolton area. Traffic's on the increase now, leaving Mount Juliet, coming down I-40 into Davidson County. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Princess Hot Chicken. You can order online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect blend of flavor and heat. That's why you can use an entire bottle to make buffalo chicken dip, the kind you might make for when you're watching the game at home. And maybe this year there's less people around to watch the game with.
Yay!
But that just means there's more dip, and it's all for you. Some of you may say, that's too much dip. But deep down in your heart of hearts, you know it isn't. So go ahead, finish it. Frank's Red Hot, don't judge. Frank's Red Hot. I put that sh** on everything.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
When you're Middle Tennessee's community bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
It was like, you know, grandma beat up dad at the dinner table and just no one wanted to acknowledge that it happened.
On Twitter at Bill is King, Lake Norman Buckeye Bill, and he's talking about Chad Henne coming in for Patrick Mahomes in the Kansas City ball game. And, you know, I don't know if you say save the day, but heck, he other than that one interception, which was terrible, throw into the end zone, which was basically a punt to the other team on the pick. But other than that, he did his job in that matchup versus the Browns. Lake Norman Buckeye says, Chad couldn't get anything done against the Buckeyes. Note the word anything. I see what you did there. I caught that. That didn't get by me. Georgia Dog. Bill, those Tennessee lawyers, the highest paid lawyer is a 5-star. The second lawyer is a 3-star. Yeah, reportedly now. I don't even know why this is a thing, but according to an article, the main dude is making $500 an hour. And the second lawyer is making $350 an hour. Speaking of that, I was reading something. It wasn't sports related. Jeff Bezos. That's right. Of Amazon. Mr. Amazon. Now, this was according to documents from 2018. It's more now. Now, I haven't done the math, so if you want to do the math and tell me if this is wrong, that's fine. They went back and figured out what he made an hour back in 2018. Again, he's worth more today. The pandemic has taken his wealth and made it much more at Amazon. They have accelerated during all of this. Now, we were just talking about this lawyer. He's making $500 an hour. The other guy making $350. According to what I was reading, Bezos in 18 made $4,200,000 an hour in 18. That's an hour if you did the math. An hour. Yeah, I'm not kidding. That's not bad. I wonder what that'd be like. I can promise you, in my life, I've never experienced that. It'd be cool. If I had already gotten to that point, I would have told you about it. I'd have bragged about it. I'd have spiked the football in the end zone where you could see it. I'd be doing victory laps every day. Couple of other notes here, and then we'll get a call. Clemson man. Bill, it's a rare opportunity that I get to listen live for a while this morning. I like hearing all this Tennessee stuff, Bill. It reminds me about how good we've got it at Clemson. Well, a lot of you have it good. There is not another football entity, Power Five, you know, that's known, that is more self-defeating than Tennessee. And I don't know, obviously, like every state, every city has got their state kind of like in political terms, they're all about the company. They're all about, you know, if you're in politics, it's all about your party, whichever party that is, that's, you're all about it, right? And at Tennessee, you've got media members or former coaches, et cetera, who are mouthpieces that don't, they acknowledge it a little bit, but they don't truly get into this like I do because they don't want to. They don't want you to hear. And Tennessee's got those, and every state's got them. The problem is no state's got it worse than Tennessee. Tennessee football is just bubbling excrement the way it's run. And it's been that way. They think about, let me go back into this, y'all. Johnny Majors to Fulmer. Now, Fulmer had a really good run, and then it fell off. So give the credit where it's due there. But after that, and Fulmer wasn't, if they would have kept Fulmer, despite what everybody says, they should have just never fired him the first time in 08, everything would be fine. No, it wouldn't. No, it absolutely would not be fine. Philip Fulmer had a good run. Got to acknowledge it. It was not going to continue. Okay? He had done all he could do, and it was failing. He had two losing years in his last 3 years. You could see it. Getting rid of him was the right thing to do. Getting the hire right next was the right thing to do, and they haven't done that probably ever. They did it with Kiffin. Kiffin was young and immature, and of course, Southern Cal was where he'd rather be, so he left. So we really never got to see, other than 1 year, what Kiffin can do. And there were some NCAA issues there related to that as well. After that, they panicked and they took a guy named Derek Dooley because he had a good last name. That's Tennessee's level of intellect, okay? That's it. That is the only reason you make that hire, which is not the reason to make a hire. After that, they went and took Butch Jones, who actually had a pretty good record, Central Michigan, Cincinnati, and he had a couple of 9-win years, which is pretty good compared to where they are at now. And then it died. It fell off the cliff into the abyss. Had to get rid of him. Then they run the worst coaching search maybe in the history of mankind. AD gets fired. The president or the whoever, chancellor, whatever her name was, she gets run out of town too eventually. They bring back Fulmer, who they never wanted back in the first place as the AD. They passed over him. They bring him back, though, this time. And he says, look, I'll go get Jeremy Pruitt. Which, at the time, I thought was not a bad hire. And if you go based on what? At the end of year number two, when they had an 8-game winning streak, again, you could say who'd they beat. Well, still got to win them. It looked like maybe this is developing into a good hire. Then this year was a disaster. Year three was a catastrophe. Poorly run, poorly coached, poorly everything, okay? Quarterback, clueless. Offense, beyond clueless. But think about it. Think about all the choppiness I just described. That's Tennessee. That's not somebody just making it up for content on the show. That's real. All that happened. And now, not only is it not fixed, but they're not even commenting on whether or not the current guy gets to coach year number four. It's typical Tennessee. Tennessee has no clue how to handle anything when it comes to PR. Particularly when it comes to football. This is mainly a football topic now, y'all. We could go other areas, but it's mainly a football topic. That's how bad it is. And there are people that literally don't see this, that don't get it. Frankie, our favorite vet down there in Fort Myers, says, Bill, ask The Rock in Knoxville. The Rock knows all now. That's not the TV Hollywood, The Rock, who, oh, in case you're wondering, went to school here briefly at McGavick High School in Nashville as a youngster before he lived here. Very briefly. Yeah, went to school. The Rock. Lake Norman Buckeye, and then the break, and then I'll get a call. Says Bill, as we move further into the non-playing portion of the season, I'd love for you to go through more team history lessons like you did for the Vols and the Gators a few weeks back. Get some Big Ten, Big 12 in there too. Oh, we could do that. Yeah, that's easy. Don't even have to try. Don't even have to even attempt to study that up. I've got decades of that in the mental Rolodex. That's not a problem. Bowls of Steel. Now hold those off until hour number three. We'll get a call when we come back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
One of the first things we tell our players is keep in touch with their families. And when our freshmen first arrived, we asked them to write a postcard home right then. You know, we keep them pretty busy, but they always have time to pick up the phone and call. And it's real important to keep in touch. Have you called your mama today? I sure wish I could call mine. Reach out and touch someone.
Good morning. Traffic still a little bit lighter than it normally would be coming through Mount Juliet right now. A lot of folks off today. It's still looking pretty good, even though we had that wreck 24 eastbound at Whites Creek Pike. Normally that would have been backed up if that had just been any other day. Traffic still looks pretty good right now. 65 coming down through Madison. Hey, check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Princess Hot Chicken. You could order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
College basketball tonight, number 9 Tennessee at home against Arkansas. 7 p.m. tip-off, the Volunteers an 8-point favorite. NHL futures updated on Monday. The Nashville Predators currently plus 3,000 odds to win the Stanley Cup. They're projected third in the division at plus 745 behind the Lightning, even, and the Hurricanes at plus 255. Wild card round of the playoffs on Saturday. The Colts a 6.5-point underdog at the Bills. Seattle minus 4 at home against the Rams. Bucks an 8.5-point favorite on the road against Washington. Then Sunday, Baltimore minus 3 at Tennessee. The Bears a 9.5-point road underdog against New Orleans. And the Browns plus 6 at the Steelers. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg. Nashville Sports Radio.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu beef. Bob's Steak and Chop House is ready to host your private holiday parties and get-togethers. And if you need a stocking stuffer, there's no better gift than a Bob's Steak and Chop House gift card. To book your private holiday party, call 615-761-3707. Located downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel, Bob's Steak and Chop House.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Look for a chance of showers, high 45. Chance of rain or snow tonight, low 33. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 41. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 29. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Look, I don't have a gun to my head saying, okay, if I don't know this by Saturday, you know, I'm going to miss church and go jump off the bridge.
Quick, just quick note. Back to the Tennessee dysfunction, the Tennessee malfunction. Big Cat Bryant from Auburn is transferring to Tennessee. Now, again, what does he think he's going to? Well, Kevin Steele's the conduit. I understand that. But there's a hiring freeze, but we hire Kevin Steele at Tennessee. Henry Tuoto'o was talked into staying. Austin Pope in the Hegon Gateway says, now I'm staying. And Big Camp Bryant says he's going. Now, you think they're doing this because they think, and they've been told that Jeremy Pruitt's been fired? Are going to be fired? What do they think they're going to? What's Tennessee telling them when nothing is being said? It's so quiet. It is very weird. The Tennessee situation is beyond weird. It's awkward. It's strange. You got the hooker kid, the quarterback, Virginia Tech. He transfers in. He's coming to Tennessee. Hendon Hooker. I mean, you cannot make this up, y'all. You can't. It's almost like I'm on the air this morning and I'm just making stuff up. Yeah, I'm just out of thin air just making stuff up. All right, couple calls. Armageddon, what's up?
Greetings, Bill.
Greetings, what's up?
You seem kind of down on Tennessee this morning, Bill.
We're just calling it like it is.
So now the transfer portal is called the He Gone Gateway.
Well, that's from way back. I hadn't mentioned that in a while, but we brought that out a year or two or so ago.
Bill, you mentioned the top five clubs in Vegas.
Johnny Vegas did, yeah. I was just reading them off.
I imagine TB Tommy might have been to one of those, and I'm sad to say, Bill, that I have. And probably one of the five, I just don't remember the name.
In Vegas, you have?
Yes, I have.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, when guys go to Vegas, I would assume most of them probably go to one of those spots, you know, among other things.
Now, Bill, if you – seriously, in the end, what do you think is going to happen with Skullcan?
I mean, I'm playing mental volleyball with it right now. Don't know. I've always thought he'd get a fourth year. I wouldn't bet you much on that, but – I still kind of think that. Kind of.
So you think he will be back for year four?
Well, if I had to bet like a dollar, that's the way I would bet it. I wouldn't bet any more, though. I don't have Jeff Bezos' money, so I can't bet more.
Bill, Jeff and the Burrow's kind of gone into hiding again.
Well, that's because Kentucky basketball is a disaster.
That's what I was going to say. They're losing again now. He's gone into, you know, hiding.
I saw them play Auburn over the weekend, and Bruce has got a team that's not. I mean, that point guard kid, Cooper, is really good, but it's not one of Bruce's great teams, and they just toyed with Kentucky until it was time to win it, and that's what they did.
Right. Yeah, I swear I don't see Kentucky making the tournament this year, Bill.
Not right now. No, they first of all, they can't. I don't think you could put them in an open gym and have them make shots. Just nobody else is in there. Just shoot it. I don't think they could make it.
What did we fire up on the Rec Tech this weekend, Bill?
Bacon and chicken thighs is what it was over the weekend. Pretty good.
Have a fabulous Monday, Bill.
You too. You too. Crazy Charlie, do we have time here? Who'd you say? Alan? Oh, Aliquippa Bob, sorry. Up towards the Pittsburgh area and those two rivers that kind of merge together. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I wanted to chime in a little bit about you were talking about the caller called in about whether Alabama's team from the 70s or now was better. And, you know, Bill, there's a lot of things to talk about with that. First, I always compare eras because the game changes. You know, I'm going to say something crazy, and a lot of people are going to disagree with me, but don't be so sure that the players today could have played back then, because the game back then, they were smaller players, they were quicker, their technique was better, their tackling was better. For example, in Pittsburgh's Super Bowl team, you had a guard, Moon Mullins, that started for Pittsburgh and actually, you know, threw the block that sprung Franco Harris. He played at 214 pounds. Joe Green was considered a monster at 275.
Right.
Pittsburgh's starting tackle, John Kolb, was 255.
And you had Lambertville playing middle linebacker at 204 pounds. So you had offensive linemen that used to pull. You'd have Pittsburgh would have tackles that would pull right across the full length of the backfield and lead a sweep. A lot of trapping, a lot of quickness, a lot of angle blocking. You know, now they put these 300-pound jumbos up on the line of scrimmage and they drive straight ahead and they do a zone blocking scheme, or they might slip a guard behind the center and come across. But those guys couldn't get to the outside if they had to nowadays.
Good points, Bob. I want to talk about that. I want to repeat something we've mentioned on the show. There's the music, Bob. I'll talk to you soon, sir. Appreciate it very much. Hour two. Man, where did that first hour go? Oh, and Karen, speaking of strip clubs, and that's what Johnny Vegas gave us a list for Vegas, even though I'm not heading to Vegas. Karen's got a similar story, though. Not that she was at the strip club, but about somebody. It's a tweet here. We'll be back.
We think I have some play. I'll let you know. You boys are so lame, man.